This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Jacqueline Harrison, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Harrison. Happy to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I've been seeing a lot of pregnant women, and today we're going to talk about high-risk pregnancies. First of all, Dr. Harrison, what is or what qualifies a pregnancy as being high risk?
You know, we really think of a high risk pregnancy as one where there's an issue either with mom and or baby that could impact the outcome of that pregnancy and really requires close management, close surveillance throughout that pregnancy.
And what factors contribute to high-risk pregnancies? Is it your diet? Is it because you don't exercise? I mean, there's got to be quite a few factors, right?
There's some things that we can change and some things we can't. So, you know, age can be a factor that can increase the risk, but we can't change that. I know some people wish we could. but other things like having multiples, so if you have certain types of twins that share a placenta or even more than that, but also long-standing medical problems or even a new medical problem, like things with the heart, those are things that can make a pregnancy high risk.
And if you are at higher risk, what steps can someone take to manage any of those health problems and reduce those risk factors?
Certainly, if you have medical problems, it is best to have them controlled before you make the decision to get pregnant. Especially if you see multiple specialists, we want you to talk to them. Make sure the medications that you are on are safe to be taking in pregnancy. And if not, you have to give your body enough time to clear it out of your system before pursuing pregnancy.
Wow, that's a really good point. I never looked at it that way. Before you get pregnant, there are certain things that may be in your system that you got to get out of there because it could affect the baby.
We always welcome people to see a high risk OB doctor, a maternal fetal medicine doctor, and we can counsel people on those things as well.
Okay. Can you give an example of what a high risk factor could be and what a pregnant mom can do to help control or manage that high risk factor?
Yeah, we see a lot of moms who have high blood pressure. And there are two medications that we really prefer in pregnancy, which are labetalol and nifedipine. But some moms are on medications that are protecting the kidneys. So something called an ACE inhibitor. It's just a fancy term for a medication that helps protect the kidneys with high blood pressure. But that is not safe to take in pregnancy. But we certainly don't want your blood pressure to not be controlled either. So we would have to transition people before pursuing pregnancy.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Jacqueline Harrison, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. And we're talking about high-risk pregnancies. Now, Dr. Harrison, are there some symptoms that listeners should be aware of that indicate they should talk to their care provider about a high-risk pregnancy?
If you're not pregnant and something led to you being in the hospital, you should do all of the follow-up appointments and make sure that all of your physicians are aware of that issue, whether it's something that led to you passing out, if there was an issue with you feeling like your heart was pounding out of your chest and they wanted to make sure your heart was okay, if it was really high blood pressures, certainly we would want to know about that. If you are pregnant, the common things that we're always looking out for are changes in your vision, headaches. Those can be indicators of high blood pressure. Anything with the pregnancy, like if you're worried about baby not moving well, but that is for any pregnancy, so not just high risk.
And finally, what is one or maybe two things that you want women to know about high risk pregnancies?
Certainly, high risk is the buzzword around town, and it's hard for people to figure out, are they low risk? Are they high risk? But really what we want to emphasize is that really no pregnancy is without risk. Pregnancy is a stressor on the body, and we consider it a window into future health. So while things can be stable and well controlled going into it, they can change during the pregnancy. And so we know that high risk going into it can stay high risk, but also low risk can transition into a high risk pregnancy.
Thus, once again, the importance of talking to a care provider.
I think one other thing for people to know about high risk pregnancies is that we can have great outcomes with these pregnancies with our teams of physicians and working with the subspecialists. So the other doctors who may be taking care of other medical problems for our patients, we can have great outcomes. And just because you're high risk doesn't mean you always need a C-section. So our goal is safe mom and safe baby, or babies if there's more than one.
Very informative. Thank you. Dr. Jacqueline Hairston, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine.